Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Lamott. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Danforth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dave Danforth. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott misplays the ball. That's an error on Lamott. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Mostill moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Falk reaches second base with a double. Mostill scores. Collins moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Faber covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Faber covering, for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robertson moves to second. One out. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and has Robertson trapped. There's the throw to Com, who throws to Collins, who tags Robertson for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with McManus covering, for the out. Hooper moves to second. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to third. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamont fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 0-for-1 in the game. Danforth is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Faber is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 3 in the game. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball towards center. Jacobson catches it and throws to first to double up Ma still. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Shealy is hit by the pitch. Collins moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Collins moves to third. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 0 for 2 in the game. Danforth takes first base on ball 4. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 3 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danforth moves to second. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 3 in the game. Lamott hits a line drive into left field. Falk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Falk. Danforth scores. Tobin moves to third. Lamont moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 3 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 3 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to second. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis is hit by the pitch. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Shealy bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with McManus covering, for the out. Davis moves to third. Collins moves to second. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett pinch hits for Harry Hooper. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Barrett now playing right field. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Danforth bunts in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Hargrave moves to second. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tobin. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-4 in the game. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Sloppy Thurston pinch hits for Red Faber. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schalk. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, Lamott applying the tag. One out. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Spence Harris pinch runs for Sloppy Thurston. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harris moves to second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lamott is called out on strikes. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-4 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rice is hit by the pitch. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Shealy hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jacobson. Shealy moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk bunts in front of the plate. Hargrave fields it and throws to first for the out. Shealy moves to third. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shealy scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to second. Dixie Davis now pitching. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barrett moves to third. Kahm moves to second. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on McManus. Barrett scores. Kahm moves to third. Schock moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to home to get Kahm. Schock moves to third. Connolly moves to second. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-5 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Schock scores. Connolly moves to third. Ma still moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Collins hits a ball on the ground for a single. Connolly scores. Ma still moves to third. Davis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Ma still scores. Davis moves to third. Collins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Falk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jacobson strikes out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hargrave takes first base on ball 4. Herschel Bennett pinch hits for Dixie Davis. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.